Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
9:39, 21 before 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Brutally hot today and this weekend. Take lots of breaks, drink some water, and stay hydrated. And it doesn't mean you're old or you're tired. It means it's hot and you need to take some breaks. And I would guess our next guest would tell you that, because not only is he a U.S. senator, but he's a doctor. And with that, we welcome in Bill Cassidy. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Tommy, I am fantastic, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay. Tell me about, before we get to bipartisan, COVID variant, because you're a physician, and I always like to get your take on this, and vaccinations, et cetera. How do we keep from getting back into another mess if we're not already into one?
Well, get vaccinated is the easiest answer. Yeah, I'm concerned because hospitals like Ochsner are reporting they're canceling or they're full. Up in Baton Rouge, they're canceling elective cases. Maybe they are in New Orleans, too. When I say elective, imagine a woman with a breast lump or a man who's got a bad-looking polyp in his colon and needs surgery. Yeah, it's elective, like you don't die tomorrow if you don't get it done, but it could be cancer. And so the fact that we have hospitals full of COVID patients means those cases are not getting done. It also means that someone dies who otherwise wouldn't. So hopefully folks get vaccinated.
The CDC, it just seems to me like sometimes they put out too much information where it's a changing thing, and Lord knows you're a medical doctor, and you've forgotten more about this than I'll ever know, but just as a layperson, there's a lot of details, a lot of changes with this, that is the other thing, as the variant changes. Would it make sense, you think, to just somehow simplify this to get vaccinated? It's a public health thing. Forget about variants, 99%, this, that, the other thing. Just, I don't know what I'm trying to say, Senator, but it just seems that there's got to be a better way to convince the public to do this than we're doing it.
Well, I think I read that North Oaks is now giving folks $100 to come get vaccinated. So maybe that will be the way to do it. There was a report on CNN, I just noticed, it was a woman from Baton Rouge in the ICU, 44 years old. You know, she was okay getting vaccinated, just never did because it like never came up on her calendar. And so maybe a financial incentive will do it. But, you know, we don't recover. Like, think about it. Tourism doesn't come back to New Orleans and surrounding areas until a tourist from Wisconsin is comfortable that she will not get COVID if she visits our city. Tiger Stadium will not be full, nor the Superdome, unless, you know, there'll be 6 feet distancing if there's a crowd at all, until we know the incidence of infection is going really way down. And the only way to get there is the vaccine, which now we've had for a year and has proven to be extremely safe and effective. So hopefully, you know, just because we want our town to recover, we want to sit next to our friends at the football game. We don't want our athletes, our high school athletes, having to sit out a game because they're sick. And all that's within our reach if we get vaccinated.
And I just see people texting in here about 99% of this, 48% of that. And it just seems like somehow the message has become more complicated than it needs to be, which is get vaccinated or else we're going to keep dragging this out for, I don't know, what are you hearing? If this happens, if we keep people keep dragging their feet on vaccinations, is this going to go on for years? What are we looking at?
Absolutely, it could. You can look at other illnesses, viral illnesses. For example, we used to have a fair amount of hepatitis B in the United States, and now every child that is born is vaccinated to prevent hepatitis B. Every child entering school, high school or elementary school, or someone entering medical school or the armed forces is mandated to have hepatitis B vaccine. And now we don't have any hepatitis B at all, almost. If it's in our country, it's been, you know, somebody who's immigrated. So vaccines work. And obviously, if you tell folks to get vaccinated to enter the armed forces, they take it, and they don't get hepatitis B. So we know vaccination works, and we can not have wave after wave for year after year if we get vaccinated.
What do you say to people who think, and you know, I applaud you for bipartisanship, and we're going to get to nuts and bolts of infrastructure in a second. But what do you say to these people that think for whatever reason, if you compromise with anybody, then you're not being loyal to this or faithful to that? It seems to me that, you know, you represent everybody in the state of Louisiana, so you have to come up with something that is good for the majority of the people that live here that elected you. How do you explain that? How would you explain it to somebody that one side is not always right and the other one is not always wrong?
I take the perspective of the family in Louisiana who may be at risk of flooding, which is about every family in Louisiana, or the family who's got a job but they'd like to have a better job. If you take that perspective, not, oh my gosh, I got to be uber partisan, but wait a second, how do I decrease the risk of flooding? How do I get the sewer system redone, or how do I get the communities around Lake Pontchartrain kind of more secure? How do I prevent coastal restoration? Do it with conservative values, because I am a conservative who ran as a conservative, but do it with conservative values. I came here to get a job done, and I am getting that job done for that family, which right now thinks, that beach, which used to be 200 feet off my front step, is now, you know, like 25 feet. For that person who's stuck in traffic and realizes that we've overbuilt for the amount of infrastructure, so now it takes them an hour to get to work or to get their child to school and an hour to get home, that we're going to do something for that family. And for that business that decides not to locate or expand in Louisiana because our infrastructure is inadequate, with all the jobs that aren't created and the people that leave and follow their jobs, that we're also going to take care of that. You do that with conservative values, I'm doing my job, and I'm here to do my job.
I agree. Tell me about the bill. Where do we stand on bipartisan infrastructure?
So we got a bill, $550 billion in new spending over and above baseline. For example, there'd be $6 billion coming to Louisiana for roads, bridges, and highways over the next 5 years, in addition to that which we would ordinarily receive, and a lot of other benefits. And by the way, this is not the $3.5 trillion tax and spend boondoggle that Bernie Sanders is touting. I hate that one, but I sure do love our hard infrastructure bill. We haven't passed it yet. A lot of good things for the nation, great things for Louisiana. There's curveballs even coming up right now as we speak. But if we stick to what we agreed to, we're going to pass it, and it's going to mean a lot of good things for coastal restoration, for flood mitigation, for broadband internet going to places that currently doesn't have it, and for roads, bridges, and highways.
It's got to get through the House, though. What are you hearing from over there?
So I just came from a group, they call themselves the Problem Solvers, 28 Republicans, 28 Democrats, and they have voted to a person or as a group that they will support the bill. So even if you lose the far-left squad, which you may lose the far-left AOCs of the Democratic caucus, you got 28 Republicans that see this as an American issue, and they're going to vote to support. Of course, I think that's great. I think about flooding in my state, if we can bring relief. And by the way, did I say there's $500 million for stormwater drainage? So if your community is more likely to flood in a big rain, there's going to be money to help communities expand their stormwater drainage system. They see that as good for all Americans, and they're going to support it.
Let me get back to masking for a second, if I can, because I'm not, you know, I don't want to pit anybody against anybody, but somebody got a vaccine publicly, but then came out against masks, saying it was government control. I don't know what they were trying to imply by that. You're a physician, so I value your opinion when it comes to something like this more than say a lawyer, just as I would value a lawyer's opinion. You may be a lawyer as well, I don't know, but as I would value a lawyer's opinion. Okay, but you understand what I'm saying, Senator. But talk about masking, if you will. Is there any attempt at government control here? And I don't know what the government would be trying to control or what the reason for it would be, other than to try to get this thing behind us. Talk about masking, if you will.
Well, first, you know, you got two populations here. If someone's not vaccinated, then masking protects other people. And that's just, you know, kind of common sense. Secondly, if you are vaccinated, the CDC is going to publish their data later on. But all I can do right now is say that they are saying that even if you're vaccinated, you can still get Delta and spread it to others, even though you yourself are much less likely to have a serious problem and almost never die. So they're doing it more to prevent the spread of infection. I'd like to see their data. Is that something that affects 1% of people who are vaccinated, or is that something which affects a bunch of people who are vaccinated? And so I think that is what we have to decide.
And very quickly, because I know you got to go, a story from the Washington Post. Delta variant of the coronavirus appears to cause more severe illness. This is something that leaked from the CDC, they're saying. Delta variant of the coronavirus appears to cause more severe illness than earlier variants and spreads as easily as chickenpox, according to an internal federal health document that argues officials must acknowledge the war has changed. Has the war changed, or do you need to dig down into that data before you can say that?
Show us the data. One thing you can say is that Delta seems to go through and keep going. So in England, for example, Delta hit, spiked infections, and 3 to 4 weeks later kind of eased away without a significant increase. You know, I mean, people got vaccinated, but it seemed to have gone away faster than the rate of immunization. We certainly hope that, but we also know even if Delta goes away, there'll be other variants in the future. You asked earlier, is this just going to be wave after wave of new variant? Yeah, unless we're all vaccinated, at which point it's extremely unlikely that would occur.
And that's why I wish there was some way there could be a bipartisan effort of senators and presidents and Republicans and Democrats and independents in the same room recording an announcement saying, look, it's pretty simple. Just get vaccinated. Thank you, sir. Anything finally before we let you go?
No, Tommy, thank you very much. I would say, though, don't listen to politicians. Listen to your doctor. Go speak to your doc, ask your doc, and she'll tell you you should be vaccinated. I'm treating you for diabetes. Make sure you're at high risk. Get vaccinated, and you're going to be better. So talk to the doc.
Do you still see patients? I'm just curious.
No, every now and then somebody asks me about something. But as a gastroenterologist, usually I can't do that at a crowded room.
You have a good weekend. Thank you, sir.
You too, Tommy. Bye.
All right, Senator Bill.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.